Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Some people are wiped out as far as homes and belongings as some evacuation orders are lifted in Southern California. In Altadena, a musician, Chad Comey, narrowly escaped the advancing flames.
You know, I might have lost my residence, but I haven't lost my resilience. I might have lost my musical equipment, but I'm still equipped to make music.
Hot, dry Santa Ana winds temporarily died down a little. Containment is up in some fires, but the winds are expected back. Total fire deaths have increased to at least 16, says the L.A. County Medical Examiner. L.A. area police arresting 27 people, saying some violated a curfew and others are suspected of looting. South Korean investigators say the data and cockpit voice recorders stopped working 4 minutes before the crash of the Jeju Air jetliner in South Korea. Ukraine says it's captured two North Korean soldiers. This is ABC News. Results of a first-ever Justice Department review of the 1921 Tulsa race massacre were heard at a community meeting Saturday in Tulsa. Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark says the white men who burned, killed, and terrorized the black section of town were well organized with military precision.
The trigger for the massacre, as for many lynchings and other acts of violence in that era, was an alleged assault by a black man on a white woman here, a supposed assault by a 19-year-old shoe shiner named Dick Rowland against a young white elevator operator.
The report says the white mob murdered, looted, burned, and destroyed 35 city blocks of Greenwood, leaving as many as 300 dead and 1,200 homes, businesses, schools, and churches destroyed. Major League Baseball has banned two fans who interfered with Los Angeles Dodgers outfielder Mookie Betts during a World Series game at Yankee Stadium. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Here's another community reminder from 107.5 WLAK. All are invited to take advantage of Ruby's Pantry for a $25 donation. You'll receive an abundance of food. All are welcome the second Saturday of each month. From 7:30 a.m. to 9 a.m., the distribution is at SMC Limited, located on Griffin Street right here in Amory. Ruby's Pantry, another community reminder for you from 107.5 WLAK.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Singing songs and when we're together, circle never breaks. We sing in honor for those who pass to make sure the memories last. Let's raise a glass while we say. We sing in honor for those who pass to make sure the memories last. Let's raise a glass while we say. Come on! The unknown, we have a good time. The unknown, music and rock, we all want to win the shake of the day.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Can't help you no more. Don't look down, world is crumbling. We keep pushing and hurting and overexerting the ones that we loved. I can't seem to remember or pardon the lender. My heart won't lay. Lord, I can hope that I'll be alive when the day is gone and I can't even we
me you love me. Push me, show me you love me. Push me, show me you love me. Push me, show me you love me.
Hour two kicks off with two in a row. See what we did there? A double dip in the after hours of Mags Inc. Radio. The lower fifth up north, and then the lower fifth, two in a row with two at last. Goodbye. See them with Corey Matthew Hart next week at the Red Rooster on 124. This local stuff has continued to be spread across the state of Wisconsin, thanks to Doughboys Pizza in Madison, a family restaurant that makes amazing pizza. Taste the difference with recipes over 100 years old, located at the Northgate Mall, delivering to North Madison, East, and downtown. Search Doughboys Pizza Madison or call them at 608-467-3017. Rare Element now. See them at the Red Rooster on 27. This is Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back. More of the funky stuff to celebrate Wisconsin Funk Fest happening tonight or maybe yesterday. It all depends on where you are on the timeline of Max Inc. Radio. We continue moving forward with some of the newest slowpoke that I have in the after hours on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at fullmilebeercompany.com.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Winter blues? Time for a change? Yeah, the Aaron Weber Group gets it. And they can get you moving. Whether west to Oregon or east to Brooklyn, the Aaron Weber Group has you covered. Wait a second. I don't get this. Here in Dane County, we have Oregon south of Madison, and Brooklyn is south too. Whoever wrote this has their directions messed up. But don't you worry. The Aaron Weber Group has the compass and will find you your way home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass. Go to movetomadison.com.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Insert coin.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Three black crows. was on a telephone wire. The three black crows on a telephone wire. And one says, "Man, I'm a gun for hire. I'll go downtown where I'll inquire." Two black crows on a telephone wire. Maids in the front church pew. Three old maids in the front church pew. And one says, "Lord, not a thing to do. Looks like all my days are through." Two old maids in the front church pew. Times this far, two oak trees in a lion's yard. Oh no. Hey. Three young men on an open road. Three young men on an open road. And one says, "Sit and rest your soul. The road is long and the ground is cold." Two young men on an open road.
Gates are broken, trouble blazing through. Hard times for me, hard times for you. It's such a pity when we cannot see the light. Floodgates are broken, better hold on tight. Hear the warning, hear the call. Too many people trying to keep it all. Forgot about giving it, didn't know the love. All we've all been on.
artists that rock and brought us back to life and to the local stuff in the after hours. First Ryan McGrath Band and then Stepwater Band with Floodgates. Catch them before they go east, and their last Midwest gig until spring is happening. Where? At the Red Rooster on 215. All this local music sounds are brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com. Next in the after hours is one of my favorite Mama Award winning bands, Nestor, on Max Inc. Radio.
Take it like it is. Will you always have the answer? My microscopic world. I'm microscopic. And
Big, big furnace in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. You and I could do the live stuff this year and see their very first show in 2025 in March at the Coral Lanes. Get all the connections to the local music and the shows by subscribing to Max Inc. Radio. Like that podcast page. It's got all sorts of local stuff you can follow around, like Lucky Vita. He's next. And another Mama Award winner. And yeah, he's a transplant to California. So we're really thinking of you, Lucky. I hope you're doing okay and you're being safe. This is Little Robot Man now on Max Inc. Radio.
Zeros and ones bring me ecstasy, but I will never find the man of my dreams. The way we live today, the way we live today is so cold. Trying to find just a little affection, but only in another disconnection. The simulation or the simulation of love.
alone. Downhearted and downright hopeless. I had my chances with three wishes. Could have healed or found riches, but I chose a chance to see us through. And use your three wishes on you. Head in my hands, pain in my heart. Couldn't cope with the truth. Boy, I mean, we're falling apart. Lord knows I tried. No doubts remain. Nothing venture and nothing gain. Now it's too late to undo. Stop wondering what might have been. I'll never ever surrender my belief. But it takes two to make it work. Oh, yes, it will. It takes two to be.
Five Blues Band, they come out of hibernation at Winterfest in Des Moines on 2/15. Hey, I know what I said. Des Moines. The After Hours always keeps you up to date to all the things that you can see, even when the local stuff are outside of our state. And if you do wander outside the state, no matter where you roam, there's that Civic Media app. Yeah, take us with you and listen anywhere. It's time now for that weekly Jimmy Tracker. We always do it in the After Hours each week here on Mags Inc. Radio. The Jimmys will be live on 2/14 at the Red Rooster. Plan accordingly. It is Valentine's Day. This is Words and Actions on Mags Inc. Radio.
Words can cut so scar no one can see, and if gone unnoticed, it will make a heart forever bleed. Actions speak loudest, I know. You can't take back what's set in stone, and when deception is revealed, there's only one place.
We did it. Another week of the local stuff that you can see with your own eyes right here in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. And we'll do it again next week on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. While fire evacuations expand in some areas of Southern California, other evacuees have gone home to see nothing left of their homes and the belongings within. Or, in Marcela Benuelos' case in Altadena, she saw her house all in flames.
Seeing your house, like, actually, like, in flames, and, like, I tried to open the door and go inside as it was on fire, and it was straight flames.
Hot, dry Santa Ana winds temporarily died down a little, but are expected back. Cal Fire Chief Joe Tyler.
Our firefighters were facing hurricane-level winds, gusts of 80 to 100 miles an hour. And these winds affect our firefighting aircraft.
Total fire deaths are at least 16, says the LA County Medical Examiner. South Korean investigators say the data and cockpit voice recorders on the Jeju Air jetliner stopped working 4 minutes before the crash. This is ABC News.